This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Kudos to Macy's, the big retailer, has joined other top U.S. companies in withholding contributions, matched or otherwise, from Planned Parenthood, down from 40 companies. 36 top other companies still consider Planned Parenthood good for charity, including Pepsi, Adobe, Starbucks, and American Express. The ramifications of Ohio banning abortions after 22 days after conception are just beginning to be discussed. It may be weeks before the news is fully assessed by pro-life advocates. Donald Trump wants to send pro-life governor of Iowa, Terry Branstad, to China, where population control continues. Branstad has implemented thoughtful responses to abortion and has ensured there is no funding of abortion providers in his state's budget. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. A newly released Texas booklet for women considering abortion has abortion activists upset. It is part of state-required informed consent and makes the link between abortion and breast cancer clear. Despite that link being labeled by one media outlet as debunked, the booklet cites five of several dozen well-documented studies making that distinct connection. And New York Mayor Bill de Blasio promises Planned Parenthood that he will make up for federal cuts in funding. New York City already has a 40% abortion rate among pregnancies. It's higher in the black community. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.